return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with host Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast at 602-666-6027. At 602-666-6027.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Thanks for being with us in that first hour. One of our listeners wrote, it's too good to cut off. Can't we ask Dr. Northrup to stay? But actually, she made it clear that she was available for an hour engagement. And we have to respect when our guests set time limits on the time that they're willing to participate. But it was a good idea. Nancy, thank you for asking. So, welcome back, everybody, to Hour 2. Carolyn, your thoughts, and then we shall press on with our important agenda.
Right, yeah, it was awesome. She's a sweetheart, totally synced in with my brain, as are you, Ginny. Bob did say in the break that he was really taken with her remark about how allopathic medicine is promoted so heavily on TV shows and movies. And he said that's a big kind of undercover, under the wraps, elephant in the corner situation, factor, whatever, that is affecting the population where they just have the party line. I don't know if it's like when I stopped being on The View when they started promoting drugs and having drug ads on The View. They stopped doing alternative medicine spots. So I don't know if it's somehow in their agenda that they have to support allopathic medicine. And then when you think of Big Pharma, it does it owns most of the media, as far as I've heard. It's interesting. Dr. Northrup was talking about all the things that I've written about in Death by Modern Medicine. It sounds like she went through, you know, the similar education in a common sense brain that makes you just not accept the BS that's going on. So yeah, it was awesome. And yes, we might. We'll definitely get her back in the summer, maybe every couple of months. Dr. Northrup can come on. I had a great time. Thank you.
I thought you were going to say, and so the logical conclusion is the next thing we have to do, Ginny, is a television show.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say we were going to have
right.
Instead of Marcus Welby, MD, it would be Carolyn Dean, MD, vegetable doctor or something like that, you know.
So we'd have to... Okay, Ginny, on with our other important agenda.
Yes, okay. So
and
say
what
your
is
word.
That? What is, it is the launch of Flora Revive. I mean, we didn't even...
It is.
Because we didn't want to take away from Christiane's hour because we knew she just had the hour. But people have caught on that Flora Revive is in the building. It's flying off the shelves, which is very sweet. I was looking at my notes, and we've been working on this for 3 years. Flora Revive. And
yep, we have.
And it, we had a build up to it. Chad did a great launch talking about how this is a new approach in the sense that I did put in Saccharomyces boulardii. It's a type of yeast like brewer's yeast, which has a lot of B vitamins. It's a good yeast, but this is Saccharomyces boulardii, which will bump out the candida yeast and other fungi and pathogenic bacteria. And along with that is a soil-based humic fulvic acid that provides the prebiotics and probiotics that's necessary to build your microbiome. Because, see, what we've done with probiotics over the years is, and I explain this in the Flora Revive book, that booklet that we have for you as well at drcarolindeanlive.com. When probiotics started to be recognized as being very important, the testing was done on stool cultures, and they found a lot of lactobacillus and lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, just these two species. And they thought, okay, this is what we have to look at. Come to find out, there's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of different organisms, and you have no way of knowing what to replace, what's not good, what's good. It wasn't until they started doing endoscopies they were doing sigmoidoscopies, but they were just getting the lactobacillus and bifidus. But endoscopies going down from through the esophagus and doing small intestinal biopsies when they were doing surgeries, they found out that it was soil-based bacteria that were more prevalent in the intestines, and they were actually using the lactobacillus and bifidobacteria for food. So this is why years ago I started to recommend Prescript Assist, because it had soil-based bacteria, but it only, I think it had about 10 of them, and finally the manufacturer changed the formula and it was no longer as effective. And, well, I knew that was all happening, you know, several years ago. And now with this humic fulvic, with the actual soil remnants, humus is plant material that's been packed down for centuries, and the soil that comes from this humic environment has minerals, it has enzymes, it has soil-based organisms. And what we're looking at is a way to support your intestinal organisms that the body biodynamically, let's start using that word more, that the body biodynamically works with. Lactobacillus, for example, it's a bit acidic, so it's helpful to keep the acidic environment of the intestines. All these organisms play different roles. And so what we're supposed to do as stewards to our body is give the body the building blocks. I mentioned Zach Bush earlier. He's doing all this research on the microbiome, and he says, yes, you know, breathe in the dust, eat some dirt, don't wash your vegetables so thoroughly. Certainly don't put Javex on them to clean off organisms. We've gotten so hygienic and so clean that we're not getting enough dirt in our intestinal environment to help support the bacteria that we need. It sounds bizarre, but that's what's going on. And in the gut, where, 90% of the serotonin in the whole body is produced in the gut. I think it's 70% of the immune system is in the intestine. So it's an area that we have to protect, and we protect it by encouraging the microbiome. And also by trying to decrease the yeast that has, it's just taken over. And what I decided with the Flora Revive is to put in the Saccharomyces boulardii for a little daily hit on the yeast, because I realized personally that I have to be so strict in order to stop feeding my yeast. I've had it for decades in a birth control pill, high sugar diet when I was young. So I am deciding with this Flora Revive to sort of change the playbook a bit and say, try to be strict in the beginning of a diet, of your yeast-free diet, and along with the Flora Revive and our other products, the Complete-Mint formulas, the Remag, Remind, and Realign will reset the body, reset the intestinal environment. Eat some fermented foods. Eat a bit of fruit and a bit of sweets, and don't be guilty about it, because then you'll be working with your flora revive to balance out the yeast. Yeast are always going to be there, so they're always going to be ready to be fed and to be overgrown. So I think in this current environment, we have to take that step, not think in a sense that we can totally get rid of the yeast, because we can't, but to balance it out, to create an environment where the yeast can live without being invasive, and that we don't have side effects from yeast die-off. So what do you think of those words, Ginny?
I think they're pretty exciting, and I think it's something that a lot of people have been waiting for, and I think that we're not going to have Flora Revive on the shelves very long. we'll probably sell out and then run out, and then we'll have to start all over again, but we're excited to be able to provide it. I mean, it's just mm-hmm. such a wonderful option, and you know, over the course of the last 3 years, you and I, and you know, and we know, I mean, we've looked at so many different products. It's incredible. And I'm just looking at a company right now, even, that does dietary supplements for, they do dispensing and stuff like that, just for doctors. 170 different dietary supplement companies. I mean, it's just incredible, the infusion of mm-hmm. How many companies are out there, and yet I don't know if any are actually being, you know, run the way that we run ours, with the level of integrity and also the hands-on expertise and also the sincere care and the biological accuracy. I mean, it's just really incredible. So I think Flora Revive is right on track. It's going to be so important for people to build their immune. It is something that every single person will benefit from. It's not going to cause any gut distress, I don't think. I mean, even when we didn't mention that we actually did our test bottles. I mean, we tested it among our customer base in November of 2018, you guys. We sent out hundreds of free bottles to our well-established customers and asked them to use it for 30 days and give us their feedback. The feedback was so powerful and positive, and then we went to actually finish the formulation, and we ran into a glitch with the raw ingredient, making sure that we would have a consistent supply of the raw ingredients that we need to make it consistently every single time, and that kind of what took us so long without any compromise. But, you know, another company would have just put any old crud in there just to get it back out the door, because they knew they had a winner. And Carolyn would never even think of doing anything that absurd. You know, she just wouldn't. So I think you're just really going to love it. It's really, really exciting. Really exciting.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Yes, and you bring up some good points there, Ginny. We should tell people that because there's been a run on so many things, that's why we haven't had our whole C reset, because all the ascorbic acid, all the food-based vitamin C in the world was tied up. But we're getting that back on track. So hopefully we don't have raw ingredient holdups in the future, but that's the excuse that we'll be getting from our manufacturers, that, oh yeah, with the COVID problem, we can't get this or that. And it may be true. We don't get our ingredients from China, but a lot of the products are held up in China, and people are looking to local sources now that may be more expensive. So it means our sources tend to dry up. So bear with us. We're doing our best, and like Ginny said, we'll always make sure that our raw ingredients and our products test perfectly. and we go through the certificate of analysis, which is what you have to start asking these companies for when you want to buy new product. You know, if it's a wonderful looking product with they're putting all their money in their marketing, but they're not putting their money in their testing, you'll know right away when you get in touch with the company and say, oh, I'd like to see your certificate of analysis. If they don't answer you, they don't have a certificate of analysis. And they don't care if the FDA comes along because, as we know from a lot of sports supplement outlets, they will just shut their doors and open up across the street and put their products online until the FDA comes after them again. So we're in a very interesting time where dietary supplements are becoming more sought after. So you're going to see this big shift in the whole industry. Unfortunately, it has become an industry. Okay, what do we do next?
Let's ask there's some questions off the chat line, and then we've got the phones ringing off the hook. So I see your phone calls. We're right here. We'll go to the phones as soon as we do a couple chat line things, because this came in from the first hour, and CJ was kind enough and to hang in there as well as Betsy. Okay, first question. Hello, Dr. Dean. I'm a new user of Remag and Remite. I'm taking 1.5 teaspoons of Remag and 3/4 teaspoons of Remite with 1/4 teaspoon of the pink Himalayan salt in a liter of water. I just wanted to make sure I'm supposed to be putting the salt in every time. And also was wondering if this can help with my GERD, which I take medication for and would really love to stop taking. But when I do, I get the acid so bad I get sick.
Right. Well, we tell people to put the sea salt in the liter of water and use that as your drinking water. And we do ask people to put the Remag in a liter of sea salted water and sip it or even gulp it through the day. I'm using so much now. 1 teaspoon of Remag, 1 teaspoon of Remite, 1 teaspoon of picosilver, 1 teaspoon of potassium, which is coming out soon. So I've got all these minerals, and it's strong. So I will take a couple of gulps, swallow down a few of my vitamins and capsules, and then follow it with a nice long drink of sea salt water. So everything has sea salt in it to the tune of 1/4 teaspoon in each liter. And the amount of water is based on your weight. So you take your weight, divide in pounds, divide that in half, and drink that many ounces of water a day. So that's the water guidelines. And the water is important because the minerals require enough water inside the cells with the minerals to make things work. And the sea salt is important because it has 72 minerals. So that's the basic water guidelines right there for you.
Right, very good. Excellent. And also, is this going to help with GERD?
Oh, the GERD. GERD story. Yes. Well, GERD can be, in many cases, a spasm of the lower esophageal sphincter, which is a big muscle. I love the way Dr. Northrup said the uterus is one big muscle. So's the heart. And so it's just about, you know, every area in the body has a muscular structure. The lower esophageal sphincter can go into spasm and can push food or burping up your esophagus. And what we find with the Remag is a lot of people say that when they get saturated, now you might need 2, 2.5, 3 teaspoons of Remag to start your saturation process, but it relaxes the esophageal sphincter so that it works properly. And also sometimes the diaphragms get into the act and you can have a bit of diaphragm spasm that will push your stomach up above your sphincter, the esophageal sphincter. It's just a big spasm down there. And if the magnesium is in saturation doses, then it'll relax. And the GERD does go away. So you'll have to keep us posted on that.
Good. Awesome. Also, Betsy asked in the second hour, I'd like to know about the timing to take Flora Revive with Pico Silver. If they're taken too close together, will the Pico Silver kill the Flora in Flora Revive?
No, well, the studies with Pico Silver, I have it in the Pico Silver book at drcaroldeanlive.com. Studies show that Pico Silver is not killing good bacteria. And Flora Revive is not a bacterial product as much as there are soil-based bacteria in the fulvic acid, but they're so hardy, not much is going to kill them. So it's safe to take them both at the same time. Flora Revive, you can take it with or without food. It doesn't even need to be refrigerated. I'm taking one in the morning and one in the evening, and I guess that's about the size of it. I think if I had some sort of intestinal upset or even heartburn, I would take more Flora Revive through the day to see if that would sort of settle things down by providing kind of a neutral source of probiotics, prebiotics. See, everybody's going to be different. Everyone's going to have different experiences, and that's what we gathered during our test run, and we'll gather more experiences from people as they use this, because everybody's microbiome is different, and everybody's symptoms are different, experiences are different. That's why it's so frustrating when we see products that just have lacto and bifidobacteria, which it's like everybody's standardized to, this is what you have to take and this will help you, but that can't be the case since there are so many hundreds of thousands of organisms in our body. So there.
Very good. Also, let's just mention, and I'm going to post it here for you guys, that Dr. Dean did write a great book on Flora Revive. It's on our website, drcarolindeanlive.com, under books. So I'll put that link in the show notes here. Melody Rose will have it in the show notes, and also it'll be here on the chat line, so you can go to that and download her free book. Another question coming in from Linda, and then we've got to go to the phones. Her question is, I've just read The Yeast Connection, and I've started the protocol. Do you have any suggestions for constant dry eyes, dry mouth, and the sore throat? Will the protocol deal with this in time, or is there something more I can do to relieve these symptoms? That's from Linda.
Right, dry eyes, dry mouth, and sore throat. I mean, that can be yeast. You know what I would do, Linda? Peroxide nebulizer treatment, because it may be that it's yeast toxins that are drying things out, especially if it's a bit itchy. Hard to say, though. Are you hydrated enough? You have to look at that. But the nebulizer is quite interesting. You just get an asthma nebulizer, drugstore, Amazon, the little cup that is nebulized, which just means it's misted. The liquid is misted. The little cup only holds about 2 teaspoons. I just put in 1/4 teaspoon of hydrogen peroxide, 3% food grade, and 1/4 teaspoon of saline. And then I just stand there and inhale it for about 5 minutes, and that's it. And I think it's helping my yeast mucus. And if I had, some sort of esophageal spasm or lung spasms, asthma, I would nebulize REMAG. REMAG is just straight magnesium chloride. Magnesium is ionized and stabilized. It doesn't even have need to have a preservative, so it's pretty clean. Same with Pico Silver, just straight Pico Silver. Same thing, a quarter teaspoon of the minerals, quarter teaspoon of saline. We heard from our silver expert a few months ago that, oh, maybe you shouldn't put saline together with silver. But we've checked with our chemist, and it's fine to do that. And saline is not going to bind up the Pico Silver. It just won't do that in the ionized state. So think about doing some nebulizing, hydrate, as I said earlier, and do the yeast protocol. You said you just read the Yeast Connection, but do you mean reset the Yeast Connection, the free ebook at drcarolandeanlive.com? And I'm going to be updating that to talk a little more about people who may have mild yeast, or they've gone through their yeast treatment. They probably will do well just being on 2-Flora Revive a day, a modified yeast diet, and taking the complement formulas. So there.
Very good. Excellent. All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to go to area code 248. 248, you're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hi, yes, my name is Denise, and I only have a quick question. I was listening when you were talking about your upcoming products, and one was K2. I was wondering, is that something I can use if you are on blood thinners?
Yes, Denise, it's not the blood thinning K. The blood thinning K is K1.
Okay. All right, that's all.
And it'll be. Okay, sweetie, thanks for calling in again. I know you're a regular. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Off to area code 480-480. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your
hello.
Question or comment. Hello.
Hi, my name is, hello, I'm Kay. And my question is, I take thyroid medication every morning, and I also am on Remag and Remite, and I have your lotion and all of that. I love your products. But I've always been conflicted with, I should also been recommended to take a drop of iodine. Can I take that close to all of the other, like my thyroid medication? Will it interfere with the minerals and the Remite?
Right, Kay. I've definitely looked into the high dosing of iodine. Now, a person might think a drop of iodine, oh, that's nothing. It's 7.5 milligrams of iodine, and the RDA is only half a milligram. So mm-hmm. I stick with the RDA of iodine, because what happens in the sequence of making thyroid hormones, if you have a high amount of one of the starting hormones, of the starting minerals like iodine, if you have a high amount, it demands more of the other minerals downstream, and you get into this, you get into a problem of too much iodine. And yes, you can take, you know, people are talking about take 50 milligrams and all that, and we're getting the backlash of people who are now so sensitive to the iodine, they wonder if they should be taking Remite, which just has the RDA. So the Remite is perfectly balanced to give you the amounts of all the 9 minerals that are required to make thyroid hormones. So what you'll do is, after a couple of months of taking Remite at a teaspoon and a half a day, you may not need as much of your thyroid hormone medication, because your thyroid is making its own thyroid hormones.
Okay, so then I've been taking about 3 teaspoons of Remag and only 1 teaspoon of Remite, and I found that if I increased it too much, and I may be, it may be another source that's causing it, but I find I get kind of
fidgety at night trying to sleep. Could that be because of too much minerals in my system? Or is it the thyroid?
No, Kay. Think about it. Think about what you're saying. If you're on thyroid, some sort of thyroid hormone, correct?
That's right.
Well, your own thyroid is producing its hormones with the extra minerals, which means you don't need as much of the medication.
Well, how do I know when to scale back if it's a, you know, a prescription, and then do I...
You get a blood test. You get a blood test to show your levels, but kind of focus on the TSH, because if your TSH is, you know, getting lower, then it means your thyroid is producing its hormones more properly, or you have enough medication. But fidgety, you know, getting warm hands, being a little hyper, that's a sign of, I won't say too much thyroid hormones, but it's a sign that your thyroid hormones are increasing. I do try to remind people of this in my thyroid book to make sure that they realize that you're on something that's helping your thyroid to get back its ability to make thyroid hormones. Mm-hmm. So do you see what I'm saying here? Does this make sense?
Oh, yeah, totally. But I guess what I'm wondering is, because I get my testing done, my blood work done annually, if I'm taking the Remite, it sounds as though I'm going to have to test my thyroid more often. And then,
correct. And what you can do is, you can work with our home test kit, the Grassroots Health. You've probably heard me talking about that. We test the CSH, the whole magnesium, the omega-3 fatty acids, and something else. What else do we test, Ginny? Magnesium, thyroid. Omega-3.
Yeah.
And D,
vitamin D.
So you can do that, and then the amount you pay for the test, we give it back to you in products. So, you know, it's a win-win there. So do that test, get your basics on everything. That's your TSH. And then you'll see if you can take that test to your doctor and say, hey, you know, let me wean off a bit of this medication. Yeah, taking responsibility for your own health, because you're taking something that's supporting your thyroid hormone production.
So one last question. If I, prior to my lab work, do I have to stay off of the Remag and Remite for 72 hours and then get my lab work so that?
No.
Okay.
No, I think that's too harsh. I mean, I couldn't last that long. I'd get, my heart palpitations would come back. As long as you do it the same way every time, like with the stick test, of finger stick test, you just don't take your morning dose of your minerals and you stick. And then every time you do the test, you do it at the same time. So it's going to be standardized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
I mean, the thing with this, I've heard some labs say, oh, you have to stop magnesium for a week before. I mean, that is totally ridiculous. Magnesium is something that the body utilizes, you know, every minute of the day. It's in and out and in and out and being used. So if you starve yourself of it, you're just testing, what are you testing? The way your body is trying to grab magnesium from your storage sites and put it into your blood. So it's highly inaccurate to fast. They got that notion because you have to fast before cholesterol test. I don't know. That's why we love doing the Grassroots Health. It's a lab that their testing is standardized. Mm-hmm. It's one lab. We can trust it. And they just say, yes, just overnight, don't take your morning dose and do your finger stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes more sense. I mean, if I'm taking Remag and Remite, I want to know, is this
adequate? Is this, am I getting enough? Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I love your products. I appreciate it, all your work that you do.
Oh, thank you, Kay. Appreciate you calling in. Take care.
Uh-huh. You're welcome.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, excellent. Let's go to area code 253-253, Washington State. You're on the line with Dr. Carolyn Dean. If we could get your name and then you could state your question or comment, please.
Hi, this is Robin. One, I just wanted to say it was so fun to hear both you and Dr. Northrup together on the line. She is how I found you originally 2 years ago. She was on a radio show, and I ended up talking to her when I came from a doctor's appointment, and they told me to take two different drugs. And so I found her, and she led me to you. And I'm really grateful for that. Yeah. I wanted to know, one, I've had diarrhea for the last 6 weeks, and I take 3 teaspoons of Remag a day, 2 teaspoons of Remite, Realign, a teaspoon of Pico, the RNA drops, and the calcium. And I've had my stool tested. There's nothing. They can find nothing wrong. And I wondered what your recommendation would be.
Right. We get this question periodically. We do have an FAQ on if you get the laxative effect with Remag, and we don't like you to continue on with diarrhea because you'll lose magnesium by having the diarrhea. So
yeah,
the FAQ, we talk about using psyllium seed powder to bind up the stools. We talk about yeast overgrowth. It's time to look at whether or not the body is trying to detox yeast. Some people do have IBS that will make their intestines more sensitive. I had mild IBS, and I was taking my 4 teaspoons of Remag with no diarrhea. So I don't. That's not the
I have IBS. I have mild IBS too, but I've been eating a completely low FODMAP diet. I was also concerned about yeast. I've done your protocol, and I'm so grateful. I just ordered the Flora Revive because it's so hard to stay on that strict of a diet.
I know.
Yeah. I don't eat sweets at all. I don't even eat sugar, but I do love fruit. And it's just very restrictive. So I ordered your Flora Revive, and I'm really grateful for that because,
I know that's exactly why I think it's important. So back to your diarrhea. Have you tried using the Remag lotion for some of your input and cutting back on the liquid?
I haven't for a long time, but that's
now,
good. Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, so Robin, how long have you been doing Remag and Remite, et cetera?
Probably at that level for about 8 months.
So 6 weeks ago, what happened to start off the diarrhea?
I have no idea. I have no idea. I really don't. And it happened in October. My doctor said I had it for 5 weeks. And all I know is I am one of those people that is kind of sensitive to everything. I noticed that you mentioned that on your RNA drops. So I take about 3 drops or 4 drops of those. I tend to do best if I take, like, pediatric doses of things. I just have a I'm small like you. I have a sensitive gut, and from time to time I've had enlarged lymph in my gut. So there's, you know, I never know quite what's going on, but normally I don't have diarrhea like this, but when I get it, I have had long, long sieges of it, and it's pretty exhausting.
Okay.
And yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With your product, the good news is when I get, you know, doctor gets concerned about dehydration, but because of the products, I'm always well hydrated.
Right, yeah.
Know it.
And you can get dehydrated. Okay, so what, let's see what's going on here then. If the enlarged lymph, et cetera, what happens if you go to 2 teaspoons of REMAG?
I just started that today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to my naturopathic doctor today, and she recommended a homeopathy remedy. Mm-hmm. And I'll just run that by you. Phosphorus.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
She thought I might give that a try.
Right.
And then I told her about your products, and she thought I should back off a little bit on the REMAG. But like you, I can't back off too much or I'll start having heart palpitations.
Right. So what you do, whatever this cyclical diarrhea is, it could be an infection. Personally, I would get going on the Pico Silver, and when it's, if it's, you'll get rid of this episode, but if it starts again, I would immediately cut back to the 2 teaspoons, but then add 1.5 teaspoons of REMAG lotion so that you keep your magnesium going. Immediately do that.
I'll order that then.
Right. And the Pico Silver enlarged lymph implies that your intestines are kind of fighting something off or there's an imbalance. Now, the Flora Revive is going to help that, but the Pico Silver will also be very useful. And what you
do you think more than 1 teaspoon of Pico a day?
Pico Silver?
The silver. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably be taking 3 teaspoons a day. We've never had any backlash on the Pico Silver because I put it in the yeast detox protocol because it will sort of chew up the Herxheimer reactions. It will take care of all the downstream dying off products. So it's not going to put a person in a situation where you kill an organism and all their die-off products flood the system. Pico Silver has the ability to stop that. So read about that. I have a Pico Silver book.
So I have one other question. And one question in regards to COVID. So I would just like to get your opinion about, I have an autoimmune issue, and I'm doing quite well, actually, with all the things that I take. What is your real – I caught some of what you and Dr. Northrup were saying. Do you think it's wise to wear a mask when I go out shopping, or do you think that's just – is that wisdom, or is that just buying into the fear?
Well, you have to do what makes you feel safe and better. I can't tell you what to do. I wear a mask because it's required when I go into certain buildings, but I take it off right away. But I don't think it helps people because the viruses are everywhere. I mean, the testing they do, I don't know if it's a COVID-19 they're even testing for. They're maybe just testing for generic coronaviruses, which everybody is exposed to. So it is a matter of what makes you feel safe. And, the more you look at sort of the alternative view, I mean, certainly Dr. Northrup was very explicit. She and her 94-year-old mother aren't concerned. You have an autoimmune disease, so you've been told, well, your immune system may not be able to take it. But if you've got your Pico Silver and your REMAG and your REMITE, et cetera, then your immune system is going to support you against a virus. Where when we come out with the Pico Zinc, that would be the ultimate clincher for people with autoimmune disorders because the zinc will get right into the cells and just sneak up to the virus and take it out. So we've had a lot of things that are going to be supportive. But when you wear your mask, just say, well, it's legally I have to wear a mask, so I'll wear it. Don't put it on your... Yeah, don't make it be about, well, you know, I'm going to get sick. You know,
I really don't feel like that. It just feels like I should be wise and smart since I do have, you know, maybe compromised immune system that I need to be smart. But really just witnessing everybody out there in the stores, and it just feels overwhelmingly fearful.
Yeah, and yes, but what you do is you smile with your eyes and you greet everybody.
Yes.
Isn't this fun? You know, we get to wear more eye makeup, you know, it's all good.
Exactly. And these are kind of fashion accessories and all different colors and whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, caller, I want to say something, Carolyn. This is not mentioned much. Carolyn's discovery... I think it's unique to her, is that homeopathy, Bach flower remedies, whatever alternative stuff you're into, does not work unless you have a strong magnesium foundation. That's the breakthrough Carolyn has. So you tell your homeopath Carolyn's principle. You understand me, caller? You have to have your mineral as a foundation for everything else to work. It even makes big pharma's drugs work better. That's not said enough. That is an incredible discovery by Carolyn.
I understand her discovery. I've been reaping the benefits of it.
Right. It's just that when anybody talks about it, oh, I like homeopathy, I do this, I do that, and you say, no, magnesium is the most important thing you need. It's equal to blood, 1,000 enzyme systems, and you have to have a strong foundation or the other things won't work.
I know, and I think Robin is saying she wants to keep taking her 3 teaspoons, even though she has diarrhea. So it's we know
exactly.
You're on magnesium. Exactly.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, Robin, take care. Keep us posted.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. We've got a couple more callers. Let me just also, though, pick up on this question here, Carolyn. This one is from Dee, and we also have one from Joanne in Washington. So Dee saying, thank you so much, Dr. Dean. I love your products. I have a question about my stomach. I've been taking 3 teaspoons of Remag and 1 teaspoon of Remite, but I'm getting a lot of acid in my stomach. What should I do?
Don't know if it's, I don't know exactly what you're saying. I think you'll have to email in that question. I don't know if you're asking if it's acid from the minerals or what it is, because most people don't have a high stomach acid. It's a reflux from the intestines and it's more alkaline. So I'd have to have more information. I can't flip an answer on that question.
Okay, very good. So if you're hearing this program in the archive or even for you right now, Dee, questions, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-S, questions at drcarolyndeanlive.com is the email to use. That's questions at drcarolyndeanlive.com. And Melody Rose, who is Dr. Dean's constant companion and correspondent, will get the question to her, and she will get it back to you, the response. Okay, Joanne in Washington, I'm taking 3 teaspoons of Remag, 1/2 teaspoon of Remite, 2,500 D3 from lichen plus MK7 for a week now, okay? 2 weeks, she was taking 5,000 D3 of the same product, but then she got muscle cramping all over and hips, bones, and legs hurt. Feels like shin splints. She didn't add any calcium, only from food, but wondering maybe she's not getting enough. So, again, 3 teaspoons of Remag, and she lowered her vitamin D, but she's still got cramping in her feet, legs, and hips.
Is she still got cramping after reducing the D, or was that the the 2 weeks before. Again, I mean, these details, I'd have to have more. Joanne, you can write in to the questions at DearCarolineDeanLive.com, because if you were taking 5,000 of D and got the cramping, then that implies that your magnesium was being used up and you got magnesium deficiency cramping. Don't jump to calcium right away before we figure out if it's due to the D using up too much calcium. I guess personally, I just stop the D for a week and see if with the REMAG and REMITE, then you don't have cramping. I would also increase the REMITE. When you're taking 3 teaspoons of REMAG, you do need half as much REMITE to kind of balance things out, and there is a bit of calcium in there. So move up to a teaspoon and a half of REMITE. Personally, I'd stop the D and see if things sort themselves out. Okay?
Okay. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Zach is asking, my mom has trouble swallowing capsules. Can Flor Revive be chewed or mixed with food or smoothie?
Yeah, you can open up the capsule and just put it in food. It's fine. No problem.
Okay. Very good. Let's go to area code 313. Jonathan, you're on the line with Dr.
Yes.
Dean. Welcome back. Go ahead, please, with your question.
Thank you. Okay, so first question, the protein powder that you make, I'm really interested in it. But I see that it's milk, soy, and sugar in it. And I'm just wondering, I know with Flora Revive, which I've already ordered today, will help with that. But I'm just curious, if I wasn't taking Flora Revive, would that be a product that you would still recommend to take during a yeast protocol?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you look at the label more closely, we have to report, what did you say, soy, milk? Yeah.
So it was soy, milk, and yeah.
Right. The whey, yes, that's from dairy. But if you read the restructure booklet, Jonathan, there's very little lactose and no casein, but we do have to put on the label that it's milk. What you do is actually buy a couple of little packets and try them and see how it feels in your body. The soy, we have to report that. It's another FDA rule that the facility where the restructure is made, they may be making soy products, so there could be a molecule of soy. And the sugar, well, there's no, there's nothing but just natural sugars and then stevia in there. So it doesn't have added sugars at all.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I saw, I think it said 1 gram of sugar on the back or something, and I was like, I don't know. I've been so strict and extreme on this yeast protocol for the last 5 months.
It sounds like it. Yeah.
That
it
I've been, I've
like
looked, I've,
Jonathan, listen to me. I'm standing on a chair now. I'm standing on a chair saying, lighten up a little bit. I mean, look how strong you sound. Look at you. You're doing so great. And, you know, I'm not going to put out a protein powder that's going to increase yeast. Believe me, you know. So buy a couple of packets and give it a whirl, and before you buy the big, you know, 22 dose product, and see how you feel. I think you'll love it.
Okay, perfect. I'll do that. Thank you for that, because I really want to get the entire, you know, reset, the total body reset, which brings me to my last big question. So I've been looking into RNA. I've come into this whole, your entire, you know, program is late in the game. So, I was looking into a lot of this stuff, and I'm wondering, I went to howionic.com. I saw the about page, but I'm not really understanding. Can you explain to me when you say that you got the information about RNA from a non-physical source being ion? What is that? What are you? I'm so curious about that, because I'm a spiritual person. I don't know if that's what you're saying, but
Yeah, that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying. Because what it was is there was a water purifier that I got the formula for many years ago. And this friend of ours who said he started seeing seeing people and getting messages. He has, gosh, what is it, Bob? The gifts of, the gift of prophecy? Do you want to get on and explain to Jonathan? Or maybe Jenny can. But yeah, it's someone who sees more than we see, who gave Bob and I a way to make these RNA reset drops. And as you may have heard in the first hour, we use the byproduct, the waste product of those drops to make those radishes grow, you know, incredibly. So we know that it's a life force substance that will support the human body and keep it from becoming prey to predators. It's just, it's invigorating the life force. So, yeah, it's a non-physical.
So, Jonathan, call in on Saturday. You can talk to Ion. We're on for 12 hours. That's how much energy Ion has, constantly taking callers for 12 hours. So come call in on Saturday show on this station and find out what we're doing with Ion.
Okay, perfect. And
very good.
I had a follow-up.
End of the show.
A follow-up.
It's the end of the show, Jonathan. We'll have
you,
to talk to you next week.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Jenny.
All right, thank you.
All right. Thank
you're doing
you.
Very well, Jenny.
Everyone.
Very well, Jenny.
Thank you,
right.
Jenny. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
You've been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show. For questions about today's show, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.